Shade 45 in the morning. I'm Elliot Wilson, and this is the Entertainment Report. Wait, I think we got an entertainer on the phone. Hello?
Yo.
Yo, who this?
The chef right here.
What up, Raekwon? Raekwon, the chef checking in, man. How you doing, sir?
What's going on, fella?
What's up, man? You always support, man. You know what I mean?
No
What's going
doubt,
on with
no
you?
Doubt. Shout out to the Shade 45 crew. What's good?
For real.
What's good? Say good. Say hello to Raekwon, motherfuckers. Why are you so quiet?
Hey.
He said, what's up?
Chef is popping.
Face.
These motherfuckers getting all shy because the chef shouted them out. They're getting all shy. What's going on?
What's going on, fam? How are you?
Chef, what you working on right now?
Shit. Nigga just finished up that Shaolin vs. Wu-Tang album.
Oh, we done? We finished?
It's completed. It's official.
It's official.
You know what I mean? Yeah, we looking at another classic right now. You know what I mean? Like, I feel real good about it. You know, it took me a couple of months to get it done, though. But far as I feel, it's a quality album. It's one of them albums that you definitely ain't going to have to keep, you know, pressing fast forward or nothing. You know how I pay attention to shit like that, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah. What's going to make it different to the fans that really love the Cuban Link, the sequel? Like, what's the difference between those two albums, the new one you got coming?
Well, you know, the Cuban Link's 2 album was definitely more gangster style type shit, you know, but this is more conceptual far as, you know, me really keeping it like in the Wu-Tang family type sound music, you know?
Yeah. Are you working with the brothers on there? Like, can you give away any other guests and the producers?
I mean, you know, I don't really like to give up too much shit, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's going to be a colorful album. You know what I mean? Of course, you know, I got some of my brothers from my crew up there. You know what I mean? And I got a couple of strong features that I really want to keep on a low. But
yeah.
For the most part, I made it my business to, you know, make sure that I have the family involved and, you know, have a couple of other cats involved, though. But I don't want to give out the goods or the magic.
Yo, Ray, you don't have to tell us if Justin Bieber's on there, man. It's all good. You got that little nigga doing a hook or something. I know you, man.
Yeah, but, you know, overall, it's official, though. Trust me. You know I ain't going to lie to you. You know what I mean? I think niggas is really going to appreciate it. It's coming out in March, so, you know. Want niggas to get ready.
And what's up with you being on everybody's album, man? You and Kanye West, Lloyd Bennett. I can't go to the store and buy a rap album that's out without you on it, man.
Cause they feeling your boy right now. They know you're counting the youth again. You know what I mean?
Yo, ain't it crazy? We still doing it, right? You the hot young boy in the game, man. It's incredible.
Come on, man. I mean, you know, I'm gonna keep it real, and you know, you've been there from day one through our career. You know what I mean? It's like, I feel blessed just to be able to still have the intentions to feel like I feel about rap. You know what I mean? Like, one thing about me, I love this shit so much that I feel like I'm getting better as I get older. So,
yep.
You know, me being in my 40 piece right now, you know
40
what I mean?
Piecing, baby. Like, we 40 piecing. Tell them.
Yeah, I'm 40 piece and ain't no fronting over here. It's all real.
Yep.
You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, I just feel like, you know, I'm getting the production that I want. You know what I mean? Definitely shout out to all my peers in the game that's seeing what I'm doing. And, you know, I'm just doing what niggas expect me to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You'll never see me go out of my realm and do something that's totally oblivious to what you already know me and do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I just feel good, man. I'm getting good production. You know, I did like 30 features, you know, this whole year that went by.
Mm.
You know, that's almost like 216s I gave out. You know
Jesus.
What I mean?
So, damn, you machine, man. You a machine. Darts, yeah, man. A lot of darts.
Just trying to stay busy, man, and, you know, pay the bills, man. You know how I go.
When we getting that first single?
We gonna hit y'all with that, you know what I mean? Definitely top of January.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And it's gonna be fire. It's gonna be called Shaolin vs. Wu-Tang. It's the record that I feel is really gonna ignite the whole album situation. You
so
know
it's
what
the
I mean?
Title. The title track's the first single.
Video.
Okay.
Huh?
The title track's the first single.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's called
okay.
Shaolin vs. Wu-Tang. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
Like I wanted to name it after the album because I felt like the beat was like telling me to call it that.
Yep.
And at the end of the day, it's raw. You gonna like it. Trust me, my nigga. I ain't gonna never tell you nothing wrong when it comes to this hip hop shit. I feel real good right now, And, you know, like I said, at the end of the day, when you think of Shaolin versus Wu-Tang, it's not subliminal. It's not me actually trying to go at RZA or whatever, whatever. It's just me feeling like I'm Shaolin as well as Wu-Tang. It's that yin and yang. You know what I mean?
No, I get it, Ray,
this,
man.
This shit keeps your dick hard.
Yo, Ray, I really appreciate you reaching out, man.
Yo, y'all know y'all my niggas, man. You know what I mean? Just get ready. Like I said, y'all be the first ones to know what's going on at the top of the year.
Okay, Ray, talk to you soon, man.
All right, gangsta.
Peace. Shade 4-5.